Week 16, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. Psalm 54. O God, listen to my prayer, do not hide from my pleading, attend to me and reply, with my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me, they assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me, death's terror is on me, trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies, and from those who wish us harm. Psalm 54 continued. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil, it is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us. We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies, and from those who wish us harm. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morn, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace, in the attack against me, for those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways, they have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends, he has broken his word, his speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my words of prudence. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5. We know that when this tent we live in, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he himself made, which will last forever. And now we sigh, so great is our desire, to have our home which is in heaven put on over us. By being clothed with it, we shall not be found without a body. While we live in this earthly tent, we groan with a feeling of oppression. It is not that we want to be rid of our earthly body, but that we want to have the heavenly one put on over us, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. God is the one who has prepared us for this change, and he gave us his Spirit as a guarantee of all that he has for us. So we are always full of courage. We know that as long as we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord's home. For our life is a matter of faith, not of sight. We are full of courage, and would much prefer to leave our home in this body and be at home with the Lord. More than anything else, however, we want to please him, whether in our home here or there. For all of us must appear before Christ to be judged by him. Each one will receive what he deserves according to what he has done, good or bad, in his bodily life. We know what it means to fear the Lord, and so we try to persuade men. God knows us completely, and I hope that in your hearts you will know me as well. We are not trying to give you a good reason to be proud of us, so that you will be able to answer those who boast about a man's appearance and not about his character. Are we really insane? It is for God's sake. Or are we sane? It is for your sake. We are ruled by Christ's love for us, now that we recognize that one man died for all men, which means that all men take part in his death. He died for all men, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life for their sake. No longer, then, do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judged Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. When anyone is joined to Christ, he is a new being, the old is gone, the new has come. And this is done by God, who, through Christ, changed us from enemies into his friends, and gave us the task of making others his friends also. Our message is that God was making friends of all men through Christ. God did not keep an account of their sins against them, and he has given us the message of how he makes them his friends. Here we are, then, speaking for Christ, as though God himself were appealing to you through us. On Christ's behalf, we beg you, let God change you from enemies into friends. Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made him share our sin in order that we, in union with him, might share the righteousness of God. Responsory from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God, through Christ, changed us from enemies into his friends, and he gave us the task of making others his friends also. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. And he gave us the task of making others his friends also. A reading from the Confessions of St. Augustine, Book 10. The true Mediator, whom in the secret of your mercy you have shown to men and sent to men, that by his example they may learn humility, the Mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, appeared between sinful mortals and the immortal Just One. For like men he was mortal, like God he was just. The wages of justice being life and peace, through the union of his own justice with God, he was to make void the death of those sinners whom he justified by choosing to undergo death as they do. How much you have loved us, O good Father, who spared not even your own Son, but delivered him up for us wicked men. How you have loved us, for whom he who thought it not robbery to be equal with you became obedient even unto the death of the cross, he who alone was free among the dead, having power to lay down his life and power to take it up again. For us he was to you both victor and victim, and victor became victim. For us he was to you both priest and sacrifice, and priest because sacrifice, turning us from slaves into your sons by being your son and becoming a slave. Rightly is my hope strong in him who sits at your right hand and intercedes for us, otherwise I should despair. For many and great are my infirmities, many and great, but your medicine is of more power. We might well have thought your word remote from union with men, and so have despaired of ourselves, if he had not been made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Terrified by my sins and the mass of my misery, I had pondered in my heart and thought of flight to the desert. But you forbade me and strengthened me, saying, Christ died for us all, that they also who live may now not live to themselves, but with him who died for them. See, Lord, I cast my care upon you, that I may live, and I will consider the wondrous things of your law. You know my unskillfulness and my infirmity. Teach me and heal me. He, your only one, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, has redeemed me with his blood. Let not the proud speak evil of me, for I think upon the price of my redemption. I eat it, and I drink it, and I give it to others to eat and drink. And being poor, I desire to be filled with it among those that eat and are filled. Those who seek the Lord shall praise him. Responsory from 2 Corinthians. We are ruled by Christ's love for us, now that we recognize that he died for all men. He died so that the living should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life again for their sake. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. He died so that the living should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life again for their sake. Let us pray. Be gracious, Lord, to all who serve you, and in your kindness increase your gifts of grace within us, so that fervent in faith, hope, and love, we may be ever on the watch and persevere in doing what you command. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.